Chapter 5. The World of the Past. Unit 10. The Spanish Conquest of Mexico.
The Aztec civilization was at its height when the Spanish began their conquest of Mexico. Over the previous century, the Aztecs had developed a highly organized dynasty. Tenochtitlan, now named Mexico City, was the capital and home to an estimated 300,000 people. Beyond the capital, the Aztec rulers controlled and taxed distant communities. About 12 million people were counted across the empire. In 1502, Montezuma was the religious and political leader of the Aztecs. Montezuma was responsible for making the empire larger and for strengthening the role of the capital. Although he is often pictured as a weak and superstitious leader, this may not be true. In Aztec society, he may have had to support Aztec religious beliefs and political freedoms in ways that made him appear weak to the Spanish. In 1517, Diego Velázquez, the Spanish governor of Cuba, sent his first expedition into Mexico, seeking riches and a new territory. He then arranged a second force to continue the exploration. Hernando Cortés was selected to begin a trading expedition in 1518 before the second force returned. Cortés was a man of wealth and power. He quickly built a force that Velázquez considered too large for the defined expedition. Fearing Cortés's plans upon arriving in the Americas, Velázquez canceled the expedition. Cortés set sail for Mexico anyway in 1519. Upon landing in the Americas, Cortés and his forces won a series of battles against the native people. He even created a city at Veracruz. Cortés was perhaps unusual among Spanish leaders in one regard. He believed that alliance with and religious conversion of native people would serve the Spanish better than killing them and making them slaves. However, not all of the men under Cortés agreed with him. While creating alliances with the native tribes, Cortés struggled to maintain the loyalty of his Cuban troops. At one point, he had to destroy his own ships to prevent his forces from deserting him. Cortés then proceeded toward the Aztec capital with all his men, both willing and unwilling. Cortés's forces were made up of his original men and native tribes who felt threatened by the Aztecs. Montezuma sent messengers and generous gifts when he heard Cortés was on his way to Tenochtitlan. It is widely suggested that Montezuma thought Cortés was the light-skinned bearded god Quetzalcoatl. However, this was never actually documented. It is more likely that Montezuma was thinking about the prediction that his empire would face a crisis in that year of the Aztec calendar. Whether to please a god or prevent a catastrophe, Montezuma attempted to peacefully block the Spanish from the capital. He failed, however, and the Spanish entered the city without a struggle. Once in the city, Cortés imprisoned Montezuma and held him for a ransom of gold, silver, food, and women. However, the people of Tenochtitlan did not sit quietly by and watch the Spanish take control. In the end, Montezuma was killed, and the Spanish were forced to fight. The Aztecs vastly outnumbered the Spanish troops. Cortés and his men were lucky to escape with their lives. Cortés did not give up the idea of taking Tenochtitlan from the Aztecs, though. He returned to the city in 1521 with more men. After 3 months of fighting, the city finally fell to the Spanish. Tenochtitlan was renamed Mexico City, and Cortés was named governor of New Spain. However, this title was later taken from Cortés in 1528. The Spanish king made him return to Spain after hearing rumors that Cortés was becoming too powerful.